Okay, so basically today we're going to spend basically all our time with Nathan Hu Vamarhi or Nathan Hu Vamarhu. So just background, just so we understand all the questions and all, everything to go on. So the Gemara says that Nathan Hu Vamarhu, if he, again by Kiddushin, if he does, the man, the Baal, gives the money or gives whatever it is that's being given and does the Amir Harei At Mekudesh Asli, that works. Okay, that's the ratio. Then the Seifa says, Nasna he va'amra he, if she does both Amira and Nasina, so that does not work. Eina Mekudeshes. So the Gemara asks, one second, this will lead to a stira, right? Because as the Gemara likes to do, we make implications, right? So based off the Risha, Nasan hu va'amra hu, so then let's say I have a case of Nasan hu va'amra he. He does a Nasina, and then she does the Amira. So he gives her money, and then she turns around and says, okay, now I'm married to you, you're married to me. Right, we had this a little bit before, actually my last Bazaar Kabur, we had this before, but for now, let's just say that he does the Nasina, she does the Amira. So, from the ratio, it sounds like that would not work, right? Only Nasan Hu Vamarhu, only if he does work, both does that work. However, based on the Seifa, where only if she does both does it not work, it would sound like this would work, because he did one of them, right? So we have contradictory implications from the ratio and the Seifa. Is that clear? That's like the springboard. Okay? So the Gemara asks, so then what do I do with Nasan Hu Vamarhi? I'm not sure which one it is. So the first, the Lishna Kama says, Vada Ein Mekudeshes, it's not Mekudeshes. If Nasan Hu Vamarhi, why not? Says the Gemara, because, that's the Lishna Kama, says the Gemara, because Nasa Kami, She Nasan Hu Vamarhi. The case of Nasan Hu Vamarhi is just like the case of Nasan Hu Vamarhi. And we saw, I think the Tosis Yeshanim said, this will come into effect later, the Tosis Yeshanim said that Nasa Kami, whenever the Gemara uses that language, it means that it's the exact same problem. So the problem with Nasna Hiv Amr He is a problem of Kiikach, right? It's Kiikach, not Kiikach. She's taking him, not him taking her. So then so too, Nasan Huv Amr He is also a problem of Kiikach, because the Gemara used that same Lashon. Okay? So that's the Lishna Kama. Again, Lishna Kama says, Vada in the Mekudeshes. Then we have the Lishna Basa. Lishna Basa says, Suffolk Mekudeshes. We're not sure if she's Mekudeshes or not. It's a Suffolk. Okay? That's most of. Then we have the Rishonim on that. Fine, but that's the springboard. All right, that's clear. If that's not clear, we're gonna have a tough time. Good. So now, just for the record, anyone who's following along, we are starting with question 14 on the review sheet. Again, we'll go through the sukkahs also. But I know for anyone who's not learning the Shema. So I don't even know there were questions. Apparently, there are questions. Whatever. Anyhow. So fine. So Tosfos Rose asks a question. Right. He says, one second. Right. We have Nasan Hu Vamarhu, that's taken care of in the Brisa. So we have Nasan Hu Vamarhi, that's taken care of. And the Gemara asks a steer from Nasan Hu Vamarhi. But there's one case, says Tosos, that's missing. What's that case? Nasan Hu Vamarhu, right? There are four different, possibilities that will come out. There we go, okay, there, thank you. Permutations, right? There are four different permutations, right? You have two people and you have two different options. That's 2 times 2 is 4. That much I can do. 2 times 2 is 4. So we have 4 different possibilities. And the Gemara only speaks about 3. So I asked Tosfos a very, very practical question. What about Nasan Hu Vamarhu? What if she does a Nasina and he does the Amira? So all the Rishonim deal with this question. But that is the question, right? Why does the Gemara not list Nasan Hu Vamarhu? So the Tosfos answers, but look at Dav Zayin, right? On Dav Zayin, Amud Aleph, the Gemara speaks about a case of an Adam Chashev, right? A woman gives a man Kesef. And then he accepts it, and Rashi says, since he doesn't usually accept money, I think the Rashi said it all, so since he doesn't usually accept money, so it gives her anah. So he's giving her anah, he does the Yamir, he turns around and says, now we're Mekudeshes, now you're Mekudeshes to me, so the Gemara says it works. So Tosfos says, that's a case of Nasan Hu, she gives the money, Vamarhu, he does the Yamira. So therefore, lo psikle, right? That's Tosfos' lashon is lo psikle. That there's no psak, right? I think it was the Ron who explained it. What does that mean? Lo psikle, so what? What was the Gemara's whole question? The Gemara's whole question was a stira, right? From the Risha, it sounds like Nasni Vamarhu, sorry, from the Risha should not work because he didn't do both, and from the Seifa, it should work because she didn't do both. So, but the problem is, it was such an easy answer to the stira if you say Nasni Vamarhu. Since you could just say, from the ratio where it sounds like it would not work, that's by a stomp person. By a stomp person where she won't get her nah from the Nasina, so it's not going to work, because there's nothing being given, she's not getting anything. But implied from the Seifa where it would work, so we say that's by an Adam Chashuv. Right, so since we have such an easy answer to the Stira, the Gemara doesn't need to bring it up. But by Nasan Hu, Vamar He, we actually have a Stira, we don't know if it works or not. But by Nasan Hu, Vamar Hu, since Lob Sikle, since we have different scenarios where it works and doesn't work, so there'd be no steer, right? Steer is only on one case. If we have 2 different cases, then there's no steer. One case is like the first part, one case is like the second part. That's Tosfos' answer. Clear? Fine. Now the Rambam cannot say like this. Why? Because the Rambam says that the case of Adam Chashav is not a case of Nasan Hiv Amar Hu. The case of Adam Chashav is Nasan Huv Amar Hu. Why? Because let's go through the case again. She gives him money, but she gets Hana. So what's really going on here? What's really being Mekudesh? It's the Hana. Right? So the Baal is giving her Hana, and Bezer Ben Hana, he's saying, by the way, the meaning is, this Hana that I'm giving you, that's what is Mekudesh. So the Rambam cannot say like Tosfos because he holds that Adam Chashav is not Nasan Hiv Amar Hu. It's Nasan Hiv Amar Hu. So therefore, according to the Rambam, it is psikale. We do have a psak on pshat. We do have a psak on pshat in the. We do have a psak. Sorry, Nasan Hiv Amar Hu, because Adam Chashav is not Nasan Hiv Amar Hu. It's Nasan Hiv Amar Hu because he's giving her a nah, and he's doing the mirror. So of course, Nasan Hiv Amar Hu is going to work. Again, Tosfos would say no. Adam Chashav is Nasan Hiv Amar Hu. Okay. So is that clear? Anyone get a question? All right. Great. So what would the Rambam himself answer? What was it? Okay, fine. So then we had I think that takes care of that. So again, then we had the Ramban, right? So we still have a question. So why is it that if you don't hold a Tosfos, so then you're still stuck, right? Tosfos had a question, which is why do we say Nasan Hiv Amar Hu? And he gave his answer, but if you argue with his answer, so then what's another answer? So we had the Ramban. Now it's a little bit of a difficult answer, meaning it's like, well, just tough. So hopefully I'll be able to explain it well. But the Ramban says that. No, if Nasnahiv Amr He doesn't work, like we saw in the Seifa, then Koshikin, Nasnahiv Amr Hu does not work. Why? So first of all, by Nasnahiv Amr Hu, we would have had a Havimir that it should work. Why? Because maybe every woman turns the man that she gives the Kiddushin to, the money to, into an Adam Chashav. Therefore, she would get Hana. So really, maybe you would say that Nasnahiv Amr Hu should work. She's giving him something. Nasnahiv Amr Hi, she's giving him something, she's doing an Amir. By the way, this Hana that you just gave me, it should work. So it could work with Tom Kedushin, because she's talking about the Hana that he's giving her, and she's giving him something that gives her Hana. So maybe it should work. But by Nasnahiv Amr Hi, Amr Hu, you're stuck either way, right? Because you have nothing. On the one hand, she's doing the wrong Amir, right? She's saying, oh, this money that I'm giving you should work. But it's not the money that's doing the Kedushin, it's the Hana. But then if she says, oh, it's the Hana, so then we have a problem in Kinyanim, because the Kinyan Kedushin does not work. A Kinyan does not work from Hana, because it needs to be about the money that she's giving. So either way, you're stuck. So since she's doing the Nesina, he's doing the Mira, it doesn't flow. Either it doesn't work Mitam Kedushin, because she's doing the Nesina that isn't necessarily related to the Hana, or it doesn't work because she's doing the Nesina, and really he has to be the one doing the Nesina, like we said the Peshua earlier. Okay, anyone, was that clear, or should I say it again, one more time? I don't know that, okay, fine, yeah, let's do it again. So, Nasnahiv Amar Hu is worse, because he says the wrong lines, right, so we can't, let's go like this, right, normally we can add Das, right, by that's it, by Nasnahiv Amar Hi, so we can add Das to his Lashon, okay, he didn't say anything, we told us earlier, right, so hopefully Aaron spoke about it, so we can add Das to what he said. If he's quiet, we can say, oh, he probably meant to say, Harayim Mekudesh Asli, but when he does an Amira, so now we can't add anything. But either way, we're stuck, right? Because if he says, oh, will you marry me because of this Hana? So that's not really how Kiddushin works. It's not like Kiyika, because she's the one doing the Nesina. But if we say that he says, oh, you're marrying me with this money that you gave me, but that's not what's giving her any pleasure. It's not giving her the Hana. So either way, it doesn't work. But by Nasnahiv Amar Hu, so it's possible that it could work, because it's possible that he's an Adam Chashav. But by Nasnahiv Amar Hu, since he's the one doing the Amira, it can't be Adam Chashav, says the Ramban, and so therefore we have a different answer. But mainly, the Ramban's answer, as opposed to Tosfos, is the Koshkin. So again, one more time, the Tosfos asks why the Gemara doesn't mention Nasnahiv Amar Hu. He says, because Lop Sikale. By Adam Chashav, it does work. By a stone person, it does not work. So there's no steer in the Gemara. Some cases, Nasnahiv Amar Hu does work. Some cases, it does not work. But Nasnahiv Amar Hu, the Gemara needs a pilpul about, because we're not sure. There's only one case, and we're not sure if it works or doesn't work. The Rambam argues, and the Rambam says, no, Adam Chashav is not a case of Nasnahiv Amar Hu. It's a case of Nasnahiv Amar Hu, because he's giving her enough. And the Rambam said that the way you can answer the Tosfos' question of why we don't say Nasnahiv Amar Hu is because of the Kol Shekein. If Nasnahiv Amar Hu doesn't work, because there's a possibility it could work, because of Adam Chashav, then Kol Shekein, Nasnahiv Amar Hu won't work, because there's no scenario which could work. It doesn't work. We can't adast him, we can't add Kiddush, it can't work with Tom Kiddushin, it can't work with Tom Kinyanim, because he does an Amira, so we're kind of stuck with his Amira, and his Amira does not work either, nor as a Kinyan, neither as a Kinyan, nor as Kiddushin. All right, fine. So then again, we said that Lush Kama Paskins, if you're following along, Lush Kama Paskins in the Mekudeshes, Vada in the Mekudeshes, Lush Kama says it's a Suffolk, right? Now the Meiri says that, now we had a lot of different understandings of what is this Suffolk, right? What is the Lush Kama talking about? What's a Suffolk by Nasnahuv Amarhi? So the Meiri said, the Suffolk is if Kiyikach includes an Amira, right? Is Amira, do you need Amira to have Kiyikach? Let's say you're quiet, right? Nasnahuv Vamrihi. Let's say the man is quiet. Is that included in Kiyikach? It's like a din. It's having a din. Is it Kiyikach? Do you need a mirror to be part of the Kiyikach? Can you say that you could do a Maaseh Kiyikach without actually doing a mirror? Oh no, you need a mirror to be part of Kiyikach. Again, this relates back to our old Machlokzim about if it's fundamental, if it's Gilui Das, but not for now. Okay? Fine. Then the Ran says, maybe Shikah is enough to be a Maaseh. Or maybe Kiyikach is not, right? So the Meiri and the Ran are a little bit different. The Meiri says, do I need a mirror or not? And the Ran says, is Shtika enough of a Maaseh to be a Kiyikach? Right? So it's a little bit nuance of difference, but hopefully it's clear that the Meiri says, oh, do I need a mirror at all to be part of Kiyikach? While the Ran says, no. Does Shtika ruin the Kiyikach? Can you say that Shtika is enough of a Maaseh for Kiyikach? Is Shtika, we could add Das, so that's like Kiyikach? Or no, Shtika is not Kiyikach. Don't try to say that it requires Kiyikach. But again, both of them hold it's a Sevig and Din. The Ran's first shot in the Sevig, Sevig and Din. Come to the Chayim Baran, right? The Chayim that the Ran quotes, say no, it's a Sevig B'mitzias, right? Now, we gave three different levels. Again, they're all related, so if like I'm jumping back and forth a little bit between questions or between sugyas, we did, I think, seven or eight shiur about Nathan Hu Bamrihi. So if I'm bouncing around a little bit, I apologize, but I'm just trying to give it as clear as possible. So we gave you three different levels of what an Amira accomplishes. Number one, the most pasha, the strongest Amira does fundamental. Amira is fundamental, since I read Tosa Sri, I think the Torah skin, right? Maybe the Berakah Shmuel, right? Or then maybe I'm not just coming up with Das Lenta, but definitely the Rid holds, Tosa Rid, that Dasal, you need a fundamental Amira. Amira is fundamental. Then we have level two, a little step down, which is Gilei Das. Right? As we said, probably the Rad holds, that you need Gilei Das, you need an Amira to be Megalas, you need to know what's going on. They need to know, they both need to know well what's going on. Then we have the last one, which is Yechir, that you just need an Umdamat Demuchach. Someone just needs to be aware of what's going on. Not as strong as Gilei Das. We don't care who does it. We don't care who if they have such strong Das. They just need to know what's going on. There's a Kiddushin going on here. So Umdamat Demuchach, we don't really care when it happens. We don't really care how it happens. We don't care who does it. We just care that someone at some point knows what's going on. It's the lowest level. So the Achim say, the Sevig is, let's say the Amir comes after the Nesina, right? The man is not on whom he gives her the Nesina. And then, 2 minutes later, the woman says, now I'm Mekadeshes to you. So does that create Umdamat Demuchach in the original Maaseh Kiddushin? Do we say that it could go back and create Umdamat Demuchach or Amir post facto? Or do we say, no, unless the Amir is done during the Shas Nesina, it's not an Umdamat Demuchach? Now again, this is different than the Ran, which we'll get to in a second. Okay, but that's the Achim and the Ran. Right, the three different. So those are the three different ways to understand Lish Tabasra. Again, Lish Tikamra is in a Mekadesh as Vada, Nas Kamish, Nas Mahi Vamarhi. Lish Tabasra says Suffolk. The Mir understood the Suffolk as is a Mir needed for Kiyikach. The Ran understood the Suffolk as the Shtika is a Shtika not for Kiyikach. And the Achim understood it's Suffolk B'Metzias as opposed to the other two are Suffolk and Din, which is can we create an Umdamat Demuchach with her Amir afterwards? Clear? All right, good. Now, the three levels of why you need a Mira are fundamental, Gilei Das, and Umdamat Demuchach. Now we have three Nafkamina. Right? We had Nafkamina one is Midabir Machirim. Right? Let's say you're talking to other people. And people are aware of what's going on, so that would create an Umdamat Demuchach. That's definitely not fundamental. That's probably not Gilei Das, but it creates an Umdamat Demuchach. People know what's going on. That's Nafkamina number one. Alright? Nafkamina is again Midabir Machirim. If he's talking in Achirim, if he's talking with Achirim about what he's going to do. Nafkamina number two is Asukimon Serinian, right? This keeps creeping up on us, it pops up in just about every shiur, every other shiur. Let's say they were talking about Kiddushin before they got married, and then there was no Amira. So again, there's definitely Gilei Das, there's definitely Umdamat Demuchach, but there's no actual Amira, there's no fundamental proper Amira. And the third one is Kiddushin Midin Arev, right? So we have this case in Lama Vaman Beis, the top of Zion and Aleph, in Kiddushin, that if she says, she says to Reuben, can you please give money to Levi, to Shimon, and then I'll be Mekadeshes to you. So the question is about whether or not you need Reuben when he gives the money to Shimon to go to her and say this money is for you. This money now the hana I'm giving you by giving this money to Shimon gets us married. So does he need to do that amira or not? If you say that he needs to have an integral amira, then yeah. But if you say Umdamat Demuchach, then we know it's going on. He's giving the money because she asked him to for Kiddushin, and Gilei Das also probably work because we know what's going on. Okay, those are the three nafkamina again. Again, three different steps of why, three different levels of Amira, one fundamental, two Gilei Das, three of the Demuchach, three and a half minutes to go along. Number one, Midabe Machim, he's talking with other people before him. Number two, Asukim also in and him and her talking about Kiddushin. And number three is Kiddushin Midin Arv. If they do Kiddushin where she says to him, oh, give money to someone else and we'll be Kiddushin with that Hana that you give me. Does he need to turn around and give another Amira?
Clear. The fourth as well.
Yeah, please.
He's looking for it. That if the case was not on Huvam or he, but the Baal said, paying, right? And then that's the machlok that comes in the Mishnah Melech and the Gra.
Yeah, I think we're gonna get to that in a second. Yeah, that's fine.
But that wasn't part of the
Kasha. No, but still, he's right. We don't care about the questions. We're talking about Midin HaSugya. There is. We are going to discuss.
You learn the Shema.
All right. We're all going to, let's relax. We're recording, though. Very good. We are going to discuss Hain. Just give me a few minutes. We'll get to it. But yes, you're definitely right. It does come up again. But either way, is that clear? What? The first Nav Kamina. Oh, if you're Medavi Machem, if he tells other people what he's doing. Fine. Then for some reason, we revisit the Lishna Basra. We. Yeah.
We know why. What would the Nav Kamina be for him?
No, we're going to get to Hain. Hain would be the... No, is Hain enough? We got to we said get to Hain because Hain could fit into every box. But we'll get to Hain in a second.
That's why maybe it's not necessarily enough.
Okay, but we'll get there. Doesn't matter, right? There are a lot of people in this room. I don't want to interrupt other people. Okay, so the question is, why did Rebbe ask the question again in number 17? But fine. But number 17 is basically the same thing as the end of 15. All right, I want to go over it again because he just added the second. I guess the difference is that he leaves out the Meiri in 17 and he adds the second round in 17. But fine. So the Chayim Shabaran, the Chayim in the Ran again, say the subject is, does a Mira afterwards create an under the Muchach during the Shas Kiddushin? Okay, clear? Good. The subject, according to the first day in the Ran, the first opinion in the Ran, is the subject in Din. Is Shtika enough of a Giloy Das? Okay. The Ran number two says, you know what, it could be a subject in Metzias also. I'll play the Chayim's game. It could be a subject in Metzias. What's that subject? Is he masking to the Kiddushin or not, right? Because the Ran pointed out. Shtika mitzad, the woman must be a hodah because the woman is stuck now. She can't marry anyone else. She's stuck with this man, right? Unless he divorces her, she's stuck with him forever. She moved him, whatever. So if she's quiet, it must mean that she really needs it because she loses a lot by marrying someone that she doesn't love. Chas v'shalom. So she would voice up and complain. However, the man, he can marry a lot of women. He can divorce her, he can marry a lot of women. So what does he care? It's one more woman, one more mouth to feed, right? So it's not a big deal to him. So therefore, his shtika, we're not, it's a subject. If his shtika means that he really wants a kiddushin, or his shtika means, like, I don't really care, I don't want it, but it doesn't really bother me. That's the Ran's subject. Again, different than they're both, the Ran, the second Ran and the Achirim are both a subject and Metzias, but they're very different Metziases, if that's a word, Metziot, whatever, right? To make the good people happy. All right, so is that clear? Everyone got, right? So those are our three possible, the understanding of the suffix. Then we had, the Ran gave two. Again, the first one, the Ran was Din, Kiyikach, is Shtika Kiyikach. Second one of the Ran was Metzias. And so the Ran said, but you know what? I don't like my second one so much. I think Shah is the first suffix, based on Bar Gemara. So he asked, okay, great. Then that's where the Ran leaves it. So he said, what from Bar Gemara gave it away? So the Chemda Shlomo answer is, again, the Lishna, this is where the Tosef Shana comes into play. The Lishna Kama said, Nas Nehiv Amar, who does not work, Nasa Kimi, Vada Enem Kudesh, Nasa Kimi, She Nas Nehiv Amar, he, which means that it's a problem of Kiyikach, a problem in Din. The Lishna Kama is talking about Din of Kiyikach, so then says the Chemda Shlomo, says the Ran, it must be that the Lishna Basa follows suit. The Lishna Kama is discussing the Din of Kiyikach, so the Lishna Basa also would discuss the Din of Kiyikach, and that's where we get the subject. So the subject must be according to the Ran, according to the Chemda Shlomo, in Din, not Metzias. However, you can easily reject this and say, side point, parenthetically, this is what I thought is easier to reject it. You say that Nasa Kami does not mean literally the same, right? Nasa Kami does not necessarily mean the same. Okay, that's end of parentheses. Now, what the answer that, the better answer that we gave is that the Lishna Basra does not say Nasa Kami. Lishna Basra is not necessarily the same as Lishna Kama. They could be different. It doesn't say Nasa Kami by Lishna Basra. So, Kami, Lishna Kama, granted, is discussing Kiyikach, is discussing Din. But the Lishna Basra is not discussing the same thing. It doesn't say Natsu Kimi. It's a completely different story than the Lishna Basra. It could be a Sevik Imitsius. All right, good. Then we had the Chiddush of the Tor by Nasan Hu V'Amar Hi V'Amar Hain. Right, this is what Ty was talking about. So let's get into it. So let's say he says Hain. So again, the case, just for those listening at home, the case is, which is probably a lot of people, the case is that he does the Nesina, he gives her the money, she says, now we're married, and he says, yeah, you know, just Hain, right? He just responds K, so to speak, right? In modern technology, he just responds K, right? So what's Pshat? So the Torah says, that Nazanu v'Amar Hi v'Amar Hain, it works even without a Tzvikim Osu Indian. Meaning, even without them clarifying beforehand, if he just says the word Hain, it works. So the Mishnah Melech says, so therefore the subject must be about his Ratzon, right? We don't know what his Ratzon, by Nazan Hu, not by Stan, Nazan Hu Vamar Hi, without Hain, the subject must be, does he have Ratzon or not, right? This is like the Rod's second shot. Does the man want the Kiddushin or does he not want the Kiddushin? Because what does Hain show? Hain shows that he does want the Kiddushin. He wants to marry her, he's happy about it, right? it's not just that he's, you know, quiet, he doesn't care, he actually loves her, he actually wants to marry her, and so the hain is megala that, because otherwise, if you don't say hain, so then how does, if you don't say the suffix is in ratzon, so then how does hain solve anything? It's something it didn't. So what does hain help me with? Hain doesn't help with anything. So says the Mishnah Melech, you must understand that the Torah who says that Nasan Huv Amar Hi, Vehu Amar Hain works, must hold that the subject was in Ratzon. Clear? Clear why? Does everyone understand why that is? Okay. Okay, anybody can tell me anytime? No. Okay. So the reason is because the only thing that Hain clarifies, him saying yes clarifies, is whether or not he wants a Kiddushin, right? If we don't know Shtika, then, again, Pajab Shah, at the Havamir, if we don't know the din of Kiika, so in him saying yes, that doesn't help us. He didn't say an Amira. So what does it help us? If you say we don't know if he wants it or not, so in him saying, yes, I want it, does help us. So something must be in Ratzon. Clear? Okay. Now, let's continue. So we said that there are two ways to be docha this idea. Right? Again, that the Ran must hold that the subject is in Ratzon. That the Torah, must hold that the subject is in Ratzon. Number one, the first way to reject it, I think it's the Rid who gives both ways. Number one is that maybe the Ramah, right, the Torah goes off the Ramah, maybe the Ramah really holds like the Ran and the Rashba, that it's about Gila Das, Sefik is about Gila Das, and it's a Sefik in Din, right? Again, so the whole Sefik was based off of her Shtika, it's based off of his Shtika. However, and it's a Sefik in Din, like we said before, is Shtika enough to be Kigach or is it not? So it could still be a Sefik in Din, but here, is there a Shtika? Was he quiet? No. He said, hey. So there's no Shtika, then there's no Sefik, so of course it should work. So even if the Ramah and the Torah hold, the Rid says, even though around the Torah hold, the Sefik is in Din, the Sefik is whether or not Shtika is Kikach, it still could work here because he wasn't quiet. So there wasn't Shtika, so there is no Sefik. The Sefik is only if he's mamish quiet. But here he said, hey, well, here he said, hey, so there's no Shtika, therefore there's no Sefik. So the Ramah and the Torah could even hold the Sefik is in Din.
Wait, what do we want to say? What do we originally say that the Torah holds?
The Torah must hold that the Sefik is in Ratzon, because Hain is Megala that he has Ratzon. But now we're saying that no.
But Shtika wouldn't work, so therefore that's not Megala, he has Ratzon. The Torah says Shtika would not work.
Right.
Because it's not Megala.
Right.
Fine.
Then we come and say, maybe Shtika means Mama Shtika. Hain is not Shtika. So if you say Hain, then we don't have a Sefik of Shtika anymore, right? Sefik of Din, if Shtika works or not, because there is no Shtika here. He said Hain. That's rejection number one.
That's the first rejection.
Yeah, everyone understand the first rejection? Yes or no?
But that Hain works because
the Sefik could still be in Din because there is, again, the Sefik was, if he is Shosek, so we don't know the Din. Is it that it's Kikach and therefore it works, or it's not Kikach if he's quiet? So we said that comes a Rid and says that's all totally on him being mamash silent. Him being completely silent. But here, he wasn't completely silent. He said the word Hain. So if he said the word Hain, then he's not being shozik. He's not being quiet. Therefore, the subject, there is no subject anymore because he actually said something, and therefore it would be Kiyigach. We actually know, we don't have a Sheik anymore, so we're not talking about subject. Our subject is only if he's shozik, which he wasn't shozik. Okay? Good.
Now, the Rid is not being shozik.
Right.
So he said anything works as long as he's not shozik.
Right. Yeah, our first subject, right. Then he says, but maybe, then that's rejection number one. Rejection number two is that maybe the Ramah can even hold that you need that's not just Gila, you need a fundamental, you need a mirror that's fundamental. How would he say that? The Ramah can hold that Hain is actually a Dibor. How could Hain be a Dibor? Because Hain is saying ditto, right? What you said, that's what I say. So he's just repeating her words by saying Hain, so therefore it's a full mirror, it's a fundamental mirror, so he can even hold, he can still not hold, he does not necessarily has to hold, it's about something in Ratzon, it could be even a something in Din. Clear? Good. Second one's a lot clearer. Yeah, okay, great. Let's move on. Now, right, right. Okay, so the Ran, so then we said the Sefik is Durabanan. I think the Rif, the Ran says, I think it's Sefik Durabanan, because the Chazaka, what, the Gemara says it? Right. The Gemara says, it's a Durabanan. The Ran adds, this is actually for a later question, but the Ran adds, because of the Chazaka, Demeikar, that she's a Chazaka Penuya. Fine, but we'll get there. Anyway, so the Ran says, wait, one second, why does the Gemara say it's a Sefik Durabanan? Right? It should be a Sefik Doraisa. We're talking about Kiddushin here. This is a Doraisa. And we should say Chumra Sefik Doraisa L'Chumra. So what's Peshat? So we gave answer number one, the Rambam and the Meiri, is that a Sefik, all Sveikos Doraisa would really work. The only reason that Sveikos don't work is a Chumra Durabana. Right? So Sefik Doraisa L'Chumra is really Durabana, because a Sefik Doraisa should work. So since the whole thing is Durabanan, so the Torah, the Gemara just said, oh, it's a Sefik Durabanan. But really all Sveikos are Durabanan. Meaning all Sveikos, the fact that they don't work is really Durabanan. So we just, because the Rabbanan said that you can't just do a suffix. So therefore, the Gemara just used the term the Rabbanan, even though it's really a suffix d'oraisa, because all suffix d'oraisas are really chumras d'Rabbanan.
So it really is a suffix.
Yes, thank you, Yoel. Anyone else? That's any question? Here. That's the Miri and the Rambam. Answer number two is the Rif. It's not even a suffix. Don't take out the word suffix. It's vaday in the mikudash. Yes, but we're chorches for erva, for arayos, for erva. So we make it a chashasher. We make a chashin and derabana. Meaning there wasn't even a suffix. It's not the rest at all. It really should be completely allowed. However, the rabbana were worried about. Sorry, it should be completely not allowed. The rabbana were afraid of erva, so therefore they made a chashin. It's only a chashin and derabana. The first answer was really it should be derabana, but we called it derabana. The second one was really it should not be anything. It's not even a suffix at all, but we called it derabana to the chashash. All right. Last answer was the Maharit, I believe, who said that suffix kedushin is fundamentally different because we can go lakula because she had a chazakas penuyah, right? Therefore derabana. Right. That's the Ranzas answer, which leads us to question 20. But the Ranzas answer is that kedushin suffix kedushin is fundamentally different because we're able to go lakula because we have a chazakah to rely on a chazakah penuyah, right? That we know for a fact that at some point she was single, right? When she was born. She was single. So we know for a fact that she was single. It's called the Chazaka de Meikara. We had this 2 years ago. I don't think anyone here was there 2 years ago. But we had it in Kesubis. There we go. We had it in Kesubis where, what?
Y'all was here.
Y'all was here for some of it. I think we did I'm not sure if we did it in the beginning or the end. But anyhow, yeah. Fine. Anyhow, that's the third answer. That if you have the Chazaka de Meikara, we go back to what we know. We know for a fact that at some point she was single, so it's fine. So we have it to rely on, so we say something to Rabbanan. All right? Now, the Ran, okay, good. Should I chazer that or we're good with the question and the three answers? Chazer it, good.
But the last answer, it's the same svara like the Rif. They were only chashina derabon because of Ramach, because of Erva. But really, she should be mutter. Shuk.
Uh-huh. It's similar, yeah. But he's right. He just used a different lashon that he adds a chazaka. Meaning the first one, even if you don't have a chazaka demeikar, you don't have the chazaka, it's fine. This one, he adds the chazaka. That because we have a chazaka to rely on, that look, she was single at some point, so we're not, it's a little bit different. I mean, there it's saying, like, we're not as worried.
What? I'm saying it's the same reasoning. They both work because it's Erva.
But I don't know if it's necessarily.
Then she shouldn't be chazaka penuya. She shouldn't even be.
The Rif makes it into a suffix, even though it's a vada in Gadesh, is because it's Erva.
Right.
Ran says that we could have this chazaka penuya, but we don't use it here because it's an Erva. I mean, they both use Erva, but they have different...
Right, okay, fine. They both did. Okay, good. Thank you for clarifying that. Fine, but the Ranzas answer clearly says that we hold that Cheskes Penuyah turns into a Derabanan, something Derabanan. So then the Ranzas question on himself. Right, so the Gemara later on discusses a case where you throw Kiddushin to a dog. Okay, a little weird. Not Chalshon, the woman is a dog. You throw it to the dog of the woman, right? Leah has a dog. If you throw it to her dog, it's kedushin. Let's say you just throw it to a random dog. It's not good kedushin. But let's say that some random dog was chasing after her. A dog chasing after her, and she's running away, which is, by the way, the worst thing to do if a dog runs. Either way, you lose, by the way. This is what I was told, that if a dog is after you, you stand still, but they still attack. Either way, you lose. If you run, they run after you. If you stay still, then you're just easy bait. Either way, you lose. Anyhow, whatever. Not for now, but whatever. I have bad memories. But anyhow, so she's running away from the dog, and she says, throw the money at him, throw the bread at him, right? The bread, then that will be our kedushin, right? Now that I'm going to get from you saving me, that'll be kedushin. So the question is, does that work? And the Rif says, suffik do raisa, if it works or not. Suffik do raisa, if it works. So comes the Ran and says, but that doesn't make sense. That's a problem according to me, because according to me, the Rif should have took into account cheskes penuyah. She's cheskes penuyah. So we should say, it's a suffik de rabbanan. Why does the Rif say, suffik de oraisa? Right? Question's clear? Throws it to a random dog that's chasing after her, that she told him to, right? Does it work or not?
Okay.
It should have been Derabon, according to the Rambam.
Why was she out of the kitchen?
Okay, that's careful about that. She was going shopping.
It's for the post.
She was shopping.
The post.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Mother?
No, it was a tough
that's
one. Anyhow.
That's what Flavie's for.
Anyhow, let's continue. So, so that's Ron's question. Good. So we gave, the Avi Milurim gave an answer. He said that, one second. You can only use a chazaka by a certain case of suffix, right? What is that? So what does chazaka do? Chazaka tells us that we now know the Metzias. You didn't know the Metzias, chazaka dictates the Metzias, right? So, you know, a chazaka that, let's say most apples are red, so I don't know if this apple is going to be red or not, I can assume that's going to be red, okay? That's a terrible example, but that makes sense. Fine. Anyhow, so the Avi Milurim says then a chazaka can only help you when a safek in metzias, therefore, right? So if I have a safek that's in metzias, so then the safek's going to help me. But if I have a safek in din, so I don't care if I know the metzias. From Heintus Morgan, I don't care if I know the metzias, it won't help me. Right? I don't know the din. If I don't know the din, I don't care if I know the metzias. I still don't know the halacha. Great. I know the metzias. If I don't know what the halacha is, by that metzias. So we said, so the Avim Lulam said that by the case of the dog, we don't know the din. We don't know the din if she's mekudeshes or not. So therefore, it's a suffix in din. So therefore, having the chazaka of metzias doesn't help us by that suffix in din. However, by our case of kiddushin, says the Rambam, the case that I said. So the nasan huv amar he. So it's a suffix in metzias. So if it's suffix in metzias, so then the chazaka does help. So therefore, it would be a suffix derabanan. Clear, right? It's a very nice answer, right? A nice chakira, a nice lamdos, right? Try to know if it's something din. If it's something din, then the chazaka doesn't help us because chazaka just tells us what the scenario was. But if we don't know the din, we don't care what the scenario was. But if we don't know what the scenario is, if something is in metzias, so then a chazaka will help us. So again, there are three assumptions that the Avnei Melu made, and those are going to be the three rejections. Assumption number one, that the case of the dog, the case where you throw it to the dog, that is a case of din, right? That's not so pashut. The assumption number two of the Avnei Melu is that our case in Kiddushin, Nasan Huv, Amar He, is a case of Metzias. That's also not so pashut. And assumption number three is that Chazaka doesn't even work by a din. All three of those are our rejections, right? Rejection number one, we said that the Gemara itself, by the Kolev case later on, when you throw it to the dog, it sounds like it's a subject in what her ratzon is, what her das is. Did she just want you to give the bread to the dog to save her life, or did she actually want to get married to you? So it doesn't even sound from the Gemara like the Avin Lulam said that it's subject in din. It sounds more like it's subject in metzias. We don't know what her ratzon is. Answer. Rejection number one. Rejection number two. These are all very important, by the way. Rejection number two is where am I? Rejection number two. Sorry, is that our case? Right, we saw like the Ran in the Chen Shomo. Helping the Ron, that really Nasan Huv Amar He is actually a suffix in Matthias, in Din. Great, I messed that up. It's really a suffix in Din. So if it's something in Din, so then his whole, the Avnei Melu shouts out the window. Rejection number one is that the dog case is really a case in Matthias. So in Matthias, it's not Din. The Avnei Melu's answer was that it's Din. Really, it's Matthias. Reject that. Then we said, and if you want to say that the dog one is Din, our case is not Matthias. Our case is really Din. Like many of the Rishonim said, our Nasan Huv Amar He is really subbing and Din. So subbing and Din. Great. And our third answer is that who said that a chazaka can't help by a subbing in Din? Maybe it could, right? Never said that it can't be true. Maybe a chazaka could help by a subbing in Din. All right, those are our three rejections. Again, the Ran asked, if I say that chazaka derabanan helps me, if I say that chazaka dipnuya changes the subject to the subject to, then why by the case where the woman says throw the bread to the dog that's chasing after me, the random dog that's chasing after me, why is that subject to arrest according to the Rith? Right? Good question, right? It should be a subject to Rabbanon if you have a chazaka. So the Avnei Melu answered, no, different sfeikos. Over there by the dog is subject in Din. Subject in Din, a chazaka can't help me, so it's still going to be Doresa. But over here, that has a Nibamari, so subject in Matthias, so therefore you could use a chazaka, therefore it's not Rabbanon. However, we rejected this in three ways. Number one, the Gemara itself by the dog case sounds like it's a suffix in Matthias. We don't know what her ratzon is. Number two, rejection number two, by our Nasan Huv Amar He, the suffix, according to Moshe Shonen, was a suffix in Din, not Matthias. So why does the chazaka work there? Answer number three is that even if both are right, who says that you can't use a chazaka by a suffix Din? Good, clear, wonderful. Now, our last question for the day. It actually went pretty quickly, I think. But I think I spoke slowly, or slower than I usually do. No?
Killing
still no?
You're killing
I can't something. Help myself. Fine, I don't know.
One thing on the sheet, if you want to.
That's something
to
see.
It's fair. Then Azar had the Avnei Melu.
Okay. So the chazaka, right? So the chazaka, three answers.
No, one.
Right. So the chazaka. So right. So thank you. So the Avnei Melu must hold that chazaka is a beer. Chazaka is mevayer the metzias, right? Obviously, he has to hold that. If he holds that chazaka is just a din or whatever, then his whole shot's out the window anyway. So the Avnei Melu must hold that chazaka is just a beer. All right, good, clear, wonderful. Now, our last sugya for today, actually the new sugya of Amir Garua B'Kiddushin V'Gerushin. I think it was a one day sugya. Yeah, then we got into Yado, so you're dying. Fine. So the question is, if the Torah says that, so the Shmuel says that if you have a Lashon Garua, it ruins it. The question is he talking about the Lashon of the Get or the Lashon of the Dibor? Right, if he's talking about the Lashon of the Get, so then that would imply that if the Lashon of the Get is good, then I don't care what his Dibor does. Right? Shmuel says only by the Lashon of the Get do I care about his only if the Lashon of the Get is bad, is it bad? But if the Lashon of the Get is good, but he does a bad Amira, I don't really care. But if the Shmuel is talking about the Amira, so even if the Amira is bad, then it's going to be a bad Get. So the Torah takes a stand and says, Loshen Geruah messes up even a good get, right? He must hold that Shmuel is like the second one, that he's talking about the Dibor, not the Loshen of the get, but rather the Dibor that the man does. And so he says that Shmuel is discussing Dibor, therefore, even if you have a great get written perfectly, Lishma, everything, but he says a Loshen Geruah, doesn't work. Comes the, now we have the Rambam according to Beis Yosef, or the Meiri according to Beis Yosef, which is a very difficult pshat. The Rambam says, the Rambam would even agree, again, the Rambam says that Shmuel is talking about, that Shmuel is saying even in the get, Shmuel is talking about the Lashon HaGet, if it's bad, it doesn't work, which would imply that if the Amira is bad, but the get is good, it would. Where it comes to Beis Yosef, it says no. The Rambam would even agree with the Torah, everyone would agree that still it won't work. Still, if you have a bad Amira, it will still ruin the Lashon HaGet, that's good. Again, we said it was very difficult to say that, but that's what the Beis Yosef said, that the Rambam agrees with the Meiri, with the Torah, sorry, even though he reads the Gemara differently. He just has, the Rambam just has his Pshat by Loshon HaGet, because that's what the Gemara according to him is saying. But he would even agree that if you have a bad Amira, that messes it up. Again, this would work very well if you hold an Amira as fundamental, but fine. Then we have the Meiri, who gave the last Pshat on the Rambam, and said, no, come on, it's really plump to say that the Rambam, even though he only says Loshon HaGet, really means Dibor. It would even include Dibor. So the Meir says, no, the Rambam would argue and say that it is a good get, even if you have a bad Dibor. If you have a good get, but a bad Dibor, the get works. If you have a bad get, then it doesn't work automatically. But if you have a good get, I don't care about the Dibor. Okay. And we said that the Machlokas is, the Meir says the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Torah is, do you need a Mira by Gershin or not? Right, obviously. Do you need a Mira by Gershin? We said, okay, good. That's Machlokas. Right, the Rambam would say, you don't need a Mira. The Torah would say you do need a mirror, can mess it up. Then we said that the case where all would be moda, where all would agree, is by a case where you say kinsi shtar chovzer, because there, even according to the Rambam, it's like it's not even a get anymore. You're taking the shame get away from it, so it can't be a good get. It ruins it. Even if you don't hold the mirror as fundamental, by saying kinsi shtar chovzer, you're like changing the it's not a shame get anymore. It's a completely different chifta, and so unless you fix that dibor, it's just not going to work. All right, that's the end tomorrow. Hopefully we'll pick up from 22. I hope to finish tomorrow. We'll stop here. Just a brief word from the parsha.